Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today we look at the readings for the Tuesday of Holy Week. Remember, holy means set apart for God. And I asked you yesterday to consider one way, at least one way, in which you can set apart this week for God. Something you do for God, something you do for the poor, something that you like very much. It's just part of your day and it's something you look forward to. Give it up. Might be an extra cup of coffee. But simply make this week different. Set it apart for God. You don't have to do everything. Life has to go on as normal. You have many responsibilities. But just choose one thing that makes this week different than all other weeks. And say to the Lord, I'm giving this up this week that you might be more Lord of my life, that the Hosanna cries on Palm Sunday may really resound in my own heart. May I put you first. Today, we have the powerful gospel of Peter's denial of Jesus. It's a hard one. It's a hard one to take, but it is the human condition. Even though Peter loved him, loved Christ dearly, when you get into a time where you're afraid, where you're challenged, where you're threatened, sometimes we just want to save our own skin. And Peter fell into that trap, a trap that we can understand, because we've been there ourselves sometimes. Let's take a look at it and see what our Lord says. One of the things that Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI had written at the time of one of the Holy Week services, he said, "We have grown accustomed to make a clear distinction between Peter the rock and Peter the denier of Christ." The denier of Christ. That is, Peter as he was before Easter, the rock. That is, Peter as he was after Pentecost. So you have Peter, how he was before the resurrection, a denier of Christ, and Peter after Pentecost. This is the Peter of whom we have constructed a singularly idealistic image. But in reality, says Pope Benedict, Peter was at both times both of these. He was a denier of Christ. That's true. And he was also a rock on whom Christ built the church. Look at that, in the same person. Look what God did because Peter surrendered himself. There's no one, brothers and sisters, no matter how great a sinner you might be, there's no one that God would not welcome and love if you ask forgiveness. He will make of you a holy person, and there's no more beautiful person on the face of the earth than one who is holy, set apart for God. We have in ourselves, just as Peter did, we have in ourselves both things. There are times when we have great faith and can do acts of great generosity, and then there are times when we're threatened or frightened in some way, and we do the very thing we don't want to do. That's in us both. And Pope Benedict said, Peter was at both times both of these. Has it not been thus throughout the history of the church that the Pope, the successor of Peter, has been at once Petra, that is the rock, and Scandalon, both the rock and the stumbling block? Certainly in the history of the church, that's true not only for the popes, but for all of us. In fact, Benedict says, the faithful will always have to reckon with this paradox of the divine dispensation that shames their pride again and again. You know, you can do something really good, or you can have a Lent that is highly successful, and it is so easy to become proud of it as though you accomplished it. It was all God's grace. But we can become proud, and then you know what, even in a secular world, says pride goes before the fall. It always does. Just when we're patting ourselves on the back, boom, we do something that's utterly stupid. God knows that. God knows that. Peter, when he did deny Christ, was so repentant and so willing to acknowledge what he had done, and so willing, in a sense, to face the music. His pride was almost destroyed at that point because he realized how weak he was. And that's the case for all of us. And yet what a joy to see Jesus say to him, "You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church." Why was Peter a rock? Not because of his strength or his power or his wisdom. He was a rock because he understood that nothing, that there was no source in himself. Because of this denial of Christ, he came to see how weak he really was, and that whatever strength and wisdom he had had come from God. That's why God was able to trust him, because he wouldn't take any glory to himself. He wouldn't look to himself, because he realized he had had the experience of being utterly defeated by his own selfishness and fear. So he knew he couldn't put his trust in himself at all. Those are the ones God will use. First reading is from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 49, verses 1 to 6. "Hear me, O islands, listen, O distant peoples. The Lord called me from birth, from my mother's womb he gave me my name. He made of me a sharp-edged sword and concealed me in the shadow of his arm. He made me a polished arrow, in his quiver he hid me. You are my servant, he said to me, Israel, through whom I show my glory. Though I thought I had toiled in vain and for nothing uselessly spent my strength, yet my reward is with the Lord. My recompense is with my God. For now the Lord has spoken, who formed me as his servant from the womb, that Jacob may be brought back to him and Israel gathered to him. And I am made glorious in the sight of the Lord, and my God is now my strength. It is too little, he says, for you to be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the survivors of Israel. I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth." Psalm 71, "I will sing of your salvation. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, rescue and deliver me. Incline your ear to me. Save me. Be my rock of refuge, a stronghold to give me safety." Brothers and sisters, pray this psalm, because this is for us. "For you are my hope, O Lord, my trust, O God, from my youth." Don't put your trust anywhere else but in him. Brothers and sisters, make this psalm your own prayer. "On you I depend from birth. From my mother's womb, you are my strength." How can he say that? Because he recognizes how easily, the psalmist recognizes how easily he can fall. Peter saw how easily he could fall. We see how easily we can fall. But if we put all our trust and hope in the Lord, if we don't despair but put all our trust in him, then he can use us, because we're truly humble. We know the source of anything good is not in us, but it's in him. And that's why we want to draw as close to him as we possibly can, day in and day out, little by little, moment by moment. Draw all your strength from him. In the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verses 21 to 33, and then 36 to 38. "Reclining at table with his disciples, Jesus was deeply troubled and testified, 'Amen, amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me.'" Can you imagine that? What that moment must have been like. The disciples looked at one another at a loss as to whom he meant. Probably Peter did too. One of his disciples, The one whom Jesus loved was reclining at Jesus' side. So Simon Peter nodded to him to find out whom he meant. He leaned back against Jesus' chest, that is, John, the disciple whom Jesus loved, leaned back against Jesus' chest and said to him, "Master, who is it?" And Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I hand the morsel after I have dipped it." So he dipped the morsel and took it and handed it to Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot. After Judas took the morsel, Satan entered him. So Jesus said to him, "What you are going to do, do quickly." Now none of those reclining at table realized why he said this to him. Some thought that since Judas kept the money bag, Jesus had told him, "Buy whatever we need for the feast," or to give something to the poor. But Judas took the morsel and left at once. And notice the gospel writer says, "And it was night." Blackness, darkness. What do you think Peter was thinking? Peter was thinking, "I'll never deny you, Lord." When he had left, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and he will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. You will look for me, and as I told the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. So now I say it to you." And Simon Peter said to him, "Master, where are you going?" Peter suddenly, what's going on here? "Where are you going?" And Jesus answered him, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, though you will follow me later." Peter said to him, "Master, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you. I will never deny you." He doesn't say that there, but it's implied. "I will lay down my life for you. Anything I have, everything is yours. I love you, Lord." And Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Amen, amen, I say to you, the cock will not crow before you deny me 3 times. You know, this was the passion and death of Jesus for our salvation. But it was, in a certain way, Peter's personal passion and death. Jesus, who loved the Lord so much, denied him not once but 3 times in front of a servant girl. Doesn't his weakness become terribly apparent? How many thousands of years have people read that, and how many of us have thought, "Well, I'd never do that." But the point, the reality is, we are exactly like Peter. We want to praise the Lord. We want to follow him. We want to do his bidding as long as it doesn't get too uncomfortable. And when it gets uncomfortable, we start sliding. And sometimes we outright deny him. This is a time, this is a reading, this is a day when I would urge you to come before the Lord and say, "Lord, give me the grace and the strength never to deny you. Help me to see that you are the source of anything that is good in me. Give me grace to draw nearer and nearer to you, that in the time of difficulty I may be strengthened and never deny you." God bless us all. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.